Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Sit back and relax for the next few moments as we talk about the plan to nationalise the British Railways. Oh, yes, because I see that Labour have come out, and said that they will create Great British Railways. They're going to nationalise the railways. They've produced a document, which is hilarious, entitled Getting Britain Moving, Labour's Plan to Fix Britain's Railways. All right. And under this amazing plan, the railways will be publicly owned. So the state owns the railways. Passenger focused. Oh, yeah. Right. OK. And fit for the future. Only Labour has the plan to get our trains back on track. Right. This is ideological, of course, and we need to say that. And if you're of a certain age, if you can remember back in the 1970s, 1980s, you realize the massive problems that a publicly owned railway brought. And it is a fact that, I'm just looking at the history of it here, the British Rail was basically privatized over, it began in 1994, it finished in 1997. And that was the process by which ownership of the railways, of Great Britain, passed from the government into private hands. Now, my thoughts on this are that I oppose anything being brought into state control. I completely oppose the idea that the state can do anything better than the private sector. It most definitely cannot. However, by doing this, it gives more politicians so much more power, so much more influence, so many more prospects to get brown envelopes in the post from other parties, let's say. And that's what's going to happen here, in my opinion. You know, under the state, British Rail was a horror, an absolute horror. The prices were high. The service was shoddy. The service was unreliable. It was continually on strike. That's what it was. I'm old enough to remember that. We shouldn't forget these things. We shouldn't let Labour whitewash history from us. But now, because, and I do accept this, that the privatization of British Rail didn't work particularly well. It wasn't well thought out and it wasn't well put together. I spoke to a senior politician who was involved in the in the Thatcher regime in particular, not in the John Major regime under which this started. And had it been done right, it could have been a great success. It wasn't done right. And why was that? Well, it's the same reason as why a nationalized railway will flop, because politicians will make the calls. Politicians get to decide on things that they should have absolutely no grip upon at all. So, sorry, you know, I cannot possibly accept that Labour, and especially the absolute state of the Keir Starmer Labour Party, are going to get Britain moving again. And just for extra comedy in this one, by the way, if you look at the document which Labour has produced, you've got, and this might be telling us a different story, Labour have got this like train trundling through the green hills. And in the background, on top of the hills, there's a whole set of wind turbines. And then we also see tower blocks, office blocks. Wonder what they're trying to tell us exactly. You see, I think that I suspect that the Labour, because it's globalist, complete globalist party, is completely bought into the long term future of travel. The long term future of travel is you won't have a car. Sorry, have to break it to you. You're not going to be allowed to have a car. You will be able to travel on designated public transport, and that designated public transport will, of course, be controlled by the state. So taking the railways into state ownership is completely consistent with World Economic Forum agenda points. It's 100% consistent with it. The thing is, if you think that this is all going to be, you know, oh, the railways are going to be fine, and what happens when they want a pay increase? What happens then? You can guess what will happen then. That's so predictable what's going to happen then. You know, just because the privatization didn't work in the format that they did it doesn't mean that in other places privatization can work. I mean, once you take railways into the state, like I'll give you for example, the SNCF, which is the French state-controlled, state-owned railway, which runs along the, it's a really great service that runs along the French Riviera. I've used it a lot. The trains are pretty shoddy these days, mind you. And here's the big thing. It loses an enormous sum of money. We're talking billions of euros. It's staggeringly inefficient, staggeringly decrepit. But yes, there's railway tracks, and yes, there's trains that run along them. And I love trains. I think train travel is really good. I do use trains, and I like trains. So it's not that I oppose trains, but I think if anyone out there is thinking Keir Starmer, David Lammy, and the rest of the gang are going to solve all your train problems by bringing the trains into state control, boy, are you going to be in for a massive surprise. I mean, folks, we are going back to the 1970s at full speed ahead, care of labour and the nationalisation of our British Rail.